Chapter 11. Susan's memory comes back.
The next day, at Harris Hospital. Hello, Susan. Are you feeling better?
I don't know. I feel a bit queer. Dizzy. It's that boy, Samuel. And that birthmark on his shoulder.
Okay, Susan. Lie down and close your eyes. Breathe slowly and concentrate on the heart-shaped birthmark. Does it remind you of something?
There's a jeep with some people in it.
Are you in Scotland?
No, it can't be Scotland. The land is dry and the sky is incredibly blue. It looks like Africa.
Can you see the people in the jeep?
Two black men and a woman. A white woman and a child.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. And, oh my God, that birthmark.
Is it heart-shaped?
No, no, there's a car crash. Everyone's going to die. Oh, the woman in the jeep. It's me.
Susan, calm down. Nancy, quickly, a tranquilizer. A couple of hours later. That's the whole story. Can you do anything for me, Tony?
The first thing I can do is ask the police there if Susan's name is in any police files in Durban. I'll call you back as soon as I know something.
Thank you. Bye, mate. Sometime later, in Detective McNichol's office.
File date 1988. Susan McKinley reported missing after death of husband in car crash in Umfolozi Reserve. A 2-year-old child survived, temporarily cared for by the local social services. Later adopted by John and Rosie Umsibi in 1989. Very interesting.